The Department of Commerce is in charge of determining which region should get a zone. Applications were cut off in February, and since 12 regions applied and 8 will be awarded, each location has a decent chance of getting a tech zone. State Representative Gary Sherman of Port Wing, along Lake Superior's South Shore, says that area joined with Superior and Ashland to get one zone. And since that region has the state's highest unemployment, Sherman says the far north deserves one of the zones.
It would be a shame if we didn't get one of those 8 zones. Because northwestern Wisconsin invented the idea. It was an idea developed through the Superior Days process. It was shepherded through and became law as a result largely of the efforts of the Superior Days volunteers, and it's basically our idea. So we really ought to get the first one.
Each technology zone uses $5 million in tax breaks as a carrot to attract high-technology businesses. The Department of Commerce's Tony Hosany expects a decision by the end of this month and then an announcement by the governor sometime in June. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.